ways might AI-generated content affect the future of storytelling on social media? And how can marketers use AI tools to create more engaging and immersive content? I think they're doing it already. Like this, at this current point in time, the evolution of AI tools have just been huge. I think it's going to have the perfect way to tell a story for a specific individual or individuals or a specific demographic or psychographic. It's going to have the right type of shot. It's going to have the right type of, like, it's going to go based off, like, maybe on the algorithm that of interaction. I'm just imagining, like, how this is going to make, like, the marketing budgets for, like, actual productions might disappear, and it might just go to AI generated like shoots. I feel like it'll only be a matter of time until the AI is heavily implemented into any of these algorithms. It's gonna take that into account, and it's gonna create content where you can have the ideal XYZ, the ideal product for this person, the ideal person holding this product, the ideal lighting thing based off storytelling, like they liked this person, how these five people did this story. The AI will be able to create something that, like, or brands or whatnot might be able to cater to that. But then that goes into the whole use of data. Yeah, it'll, and for maybe even small businesses, like, they'll be able to create more high-end looking commercials without the use of a crew. Or they'll be able to create talking head videos like this without actually having to do it themselves. I think one of the biggest challenges people have right now, especially with everyone, like, a lot of these platforms prioritizing video, is a lot of people are also, like, are afraid of this. They're afraid of recording. So a lot of people are just more comfortable creating designs or just doing blogging. But what if it was the reverse, where you're able to, like, get, like, a turnaround photo of your face, of your features, so it's like picture perfect of exactly how it is, and it's possible to do that already, but then you use programs like Descript to train it to know your voice, and then you just write in whatever you want to say on your head, like, you never have to step in front of the camera, the AI is just talking for you. I think Alex Hormozi is already doing that for, like, welcome videos or to his team, but that's an option as well, like, because honestly, doing that sounds pretty useful. That would honestly make it easier, because sometimes typing is faster for me, and doing this and having to do post-production and all that stuff is going to take too much time. I would say, even using the tools right now, like I just mentioned it, you can make a AI version of you. You can make an automated version of the voice. Heck, you can even, like, using things like Descript and even ChatGPT to help create a more tailored social media calendar. So again, possibilities are endless to kind of get the heavy lifting off our hands so we can focus on the main thing that we want to do. Because at least from the experience that we've had, a lot of it is like, let's look at the data, what's working, kind of like brainstorming about what type of content we want to do. So again, possibilities are endless. Play with it. I encourage it, because it is not going anywhere.